Very excited to talk to Amanda Pelkey. She is going to join us next. So let's take a very quick break and then get right back into the Cats Den right here on 101.3 The Game.
Get your Catamount questions in now at 802-655-6672 on the Town Fair Tire text line. It's the Cats Den with Brady Farkas on 101.3 The Game at 1013thegame.com.
Everybody, it is the Cats Den, 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. Remember, short show tonight, only till 6:30, then Bruins hockey against the Islanders. Big day around New England, the Patriots holding their parade, six titles with Tom Brady, six titles now in organization history, tying them with the Steelers for the most of any franchise in league history. It has been a great run for New England, and that great run also extends to our University of Vermont family. And I want to go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line because it's been a bit since we talked to our next guest. Amanda Pelkey is going to join us. She is a UVM women's hockey product, also a professional hockey player playing for the Boston Pride of the National Women's Hockey League, but also a member of Team USA Women's Hockey, the team that won a gold medal at the Olympics last year, about a year ago in Pyeongchang, an Olympic champion, Amanda Pelkey. Amanda, I mean, can you believe it's been a year since you guys won a gold medal? It's crazy.
I can't. Have we not talked since then? It's crazy.
Yeah, we spoke right after you guys got back, and then you guys were all on the media tour, and you guys were everywhere. I can't even imagine what the last year has been like for you and your teammates.
Yeah, it's been nuts, but you know, everything has been a moment to remember, and you know, especially the tour with my team was incredible, but it was really touching when I got to come home and really witness all the support that I've had, you know, along the way.
Yeah, you've come back and you've toured with the gold medal and you've brought it through Montpelier and you brought it up to UVM. What were those moments like when you got to see old faces and old friends in the crowd bringing back the gold medal?
I'd say that's the best part of it. You know, that's much as their journey as it is mine. And it was awesome to be able to come back with something to show them, but also come back with a lot of memories and a lot of stories to let them know as well. Just, you know, like I said, they've always been a part of it. And, you know, they're a huge reason why. And I think a lot of our teammates would say the same thing about their community and family, that, you know, without them, it's a big support system that we all have, and we're all really fortunate that we have it.
When you came back to Vermont, Amanda, was that the moment that everything sunk in for you and you realized, I'm an Olympic champion, my team has won a gold medal? Or did you realize it right away as the final buzzer sounded, or is it still all a dream?
I quite honestly, it is still like a dream. Like when you said it's already been a year ago. It's pretty wild to think about that. But things are starting to settle in a little bit and just moving forward from here on out.
Amanda, what's next for the women's hockey team? What's next for the national team? Because I imagine there's still national team practices going on. You guys are getting ready for world championships and for another Olympic run here and trying to win it all again in 2022. You're playing in the Women's Hockey League that we mentioned, the National Women's Hockey League, as are a number of your teammates, and you got the constant media obligations. How do you guys balance everything?
I mean, it has been a whirlwind, like I said, but every 4 years, it's always, you have to put your foot back on the pedal and your nose forward and keep going. So we all know that it's a reset after every 4 years and basically starts all up again. So we have actually an upcoming 3-game series against Canada next week that will be broadcasted on NHL Network. We play 2 games in Canada and the 3rd game in Michigan. I'm pretty sure you can find those dates on USA Hockey as well. I don't know them off the top of my head because it's going to be a crazy week, but that's the next thing going for us.
It's starting to feel to me, and maybe it's always been this way and I was just naive to it, but it's starting to feel like USA and Canada women's hockey might be the best rivalry going in sports.
Starting to look like that. I don't know if you can take anything away from the Patriots, especially recently, but it definitely is. You know, it's always been a rivalry, and I think the goal for us is to make it as exciting every single year leading up to the Olympics, because everyone wants to watch that Olympic gold medal game, whether it's us versus Canada or us versus, you know, whoever it may be. But our goal is to make us noticeable every single year, so that rivalry definitely helps.
Is it a weird dynamic for you guys with Team Canada? Because we've been so conditioned growing up to think that rivalries are built out of hate and rivalries are built out of animosity. And, oh, I hate that guy or I hate that girl. I hate that team. I hate everything about them. But I think in your guys' case with Team Canada, at least from my vantage point, it looks like the rivalry is built around a healthy respect and a healthy competition, because you guys are also in it to grow the sport of women's hockey, and you guys have found a way to balance the on-ice rivalry with kind of the off-ice ability to grow the sport. Am I right on that?
Absolutely. You nailed it. I think, especially recently, when you watched NHL All-Star Weekend, we had two representatives from each team, and quite honestly, they could have just been wearing the same jersey because we're all in it together. And all along, even since I've been really young, so even with like the U18 program, that's when the respect, you know, grows for each other, because I'd say it's pretty much you're putting in the same work, your goal is the same, and there's always going to be that respect for Canada, for sure.
We're talking with Olympic champion Amanda Pelkey, helped Team USA Women's Hockey win the gold medal last year in Pyeongchang. She's a UVM product, a Montpelier native, and a professional hockey player as well. I want to go to NHL All-Star Weekend, because that was really cool. Kendall Coyne, your teammate, she participated in the Fastest Skater Challenge. I think finished 7th out of 8th, but nonetheless, she turned a lot of heads from NHL superstars. I heard Connor McDavid talking about how fast she was and how impressive what she did was. The broadcasters were certainly talking about how great she was doing. How cool was that for you as her teammate? How cool was that just for you as the hockey fan?
It was super cool. We were actually on our way with my Pride team. We were on a bus trip, and we were all crowded around an iPhone watching the skills competition, rooting for Kendall. And I don't think it could have gone any better. Like, she is the face of speed, I think, in women's hockey, basically the entire world. And like I said earlier, our whole goal is to be seen, to show what we have. And Kendall and Brandon Decker, Renata Fast, and Rebecca Johnson, they did that weekend. And, you know, Coyne did amazing. Like, I can't even imagine the nerves she must have felt, but she had a smile on her face. She looked like she had a ton of fun. And the guys really respected her. I mean, she is the fastest in the world, 1 second behind Connor McDavid. I think that's pretty impressive.
So how big is that moment for women's sports? Because I can look at it as an outsider and say, hey, that's really cool. There's definitely a respect and admiration for the women's game. But you guys are right on the interior of this. You guys are the ones fighting for that respect and admiration. So how big was that moment for women's sports in general?
It's a huge, huge stepping stone. And, you know, like the world that we live in now, it's a lot of it is social media platforms. And, you know, for little girls to look up on a screen and see Kendall Coyne doing a lap with a bunch of NHL guys on the bench, there's a lot of excitement. And I mean, you saw tweets of little girls putting on skates for the first time because they saw Kendall, and that's like as simple as it gets. That's the most important thing, you know. And I think that weekend really escalated that and took it to a whole different level.
Yeah, Amanda, speaking of growing the game and getting little girls to put on skates for the first time, you are going to help in that process this summer, because you are coming back to Vermont this summer and you are holding your very first hockey camp. You're going to hold two different sessions. They're both going to be this summer. They're both going to be in Stowe. Tell us a little bit about where the desire to hold your own camp came from, and tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, I'm super excited. And I've told people before, I think, you know, way back to when I attended Martin St. Louis camp, I don't even know the age that I was, maybe 10, between, I would say, 8 to 12-ish range. And that was like the best week of my life. I was in, you know, direct awe of Martin St. Louis. Every time he did a demo, my eyes were glued to him. Everything about the week was fulfilled for me. So quite honestly, it's tough to get, you know, to get individual skill escalated at camps. You know, I feel like hockey camps these days are starting to go downhill a little bit with progressions of people breaking bad habits, but I'm going to try everything I can do to give back what I've learned in the last 23 years or so and really make it fun for the girls. That's the whole point, that I want to grow the game in Vermont, and I want the numbers for girls hockey to get back up to where they should be, and I'm really excited for it.
Well, we are going to have the link to register on our website, 1013thegame.com. Again, the camp is this summer. It's in Stowe. Amanda, you have broken it up into two different sessions and two different age groups as well.
I am. So the last week of June, so it'll be June 24th to the 28th, we have the high schoolers. So that's 14 to 18. Then the second weekend of July, that's July 8th to the 12th, we have the younger age group, which is 9 to 13 years old.
So what's the focus at the Amanda Pelkey Hockey Academy? Is it more focused on fun? Is it more focused on skill development? Are the two age groups focusing on different things?
Yeah, great question. I think I'd hope to think every hour of the day for these girls is fun. So whatever it may be, but a typical day that's, you know, imagined in my mind is the first thing you do when you get there is put your skates on. You have your first session. The first session will be skill-based, a lot of progressions on ice. And depending on numbers, if we have two different teams, they'll have their own team practice in the morning. Then the day will be filled with yoga, nutrition. Vermont Hockey Training Center is going to come and do some training sessions with the girls as well, some goal-setting workshops. So basically filling those hours in between the two ice sessions is going to be fulfilled with a bunch of cool stuff. And then the second session will be all on-ice competitions, mini games. So hopefully we have two teams. Hopefully we can fill the camp and put two teams in each camp and kind of make it a tournament mini games for the second session. So at the end, the team who wins gets all the points. They get a little prize.
Amanda Pelkey with us here on the Cat's Den, 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. We are in the Cat's Den on this Tuesday. An Olympic champion, Amanda Pelkey, is a UVM women's hockey graduate and also a professional hockey player for the Boston Pride of the National Women's Hockey League. Amanda, you have won a championship in this league before. You guys are 9-4 right now. How are things going for you this season with the Boston Pride?
It's going well. It's recently we actually just signed a partnership with the Boston Bruins, and most of our team went, actually our whole team went to the Bruins game, and then a couple weeks ago, and then automatically we've sold out the past two home games. So that's been incredible. And anytime you get to play out in a play in front of a sold out crowd, it's a complete different environment. The energy is amazing, and it excites all of us. It excites us that people are willing to pay to come watch us play. We think that's amazing. Obviously, coming off the NHL All-Star Weekend, like we talked about previously, having those four girls there really sparked the interest in women's hockey, and we're just really looking forward to keep our feet moving forward in the right direction for women's hockey and the growth of it.
You know, Amanda, since the last time we spoke, it's been announced that UVM is going forward with their renovations on campus of their athletic facilities, a new event center for basketball, both men and women, and a transformational renovation of Gutterson Fieldhouse. How do you feel knowing that in 2-3 years when you're coming back to UVM, you're going to see a brand new Gutterson Fieldhouse, essentially? What's that like for the program? How cool is that?
It's going to be pretty cool. I hope they don't change too much with the gut, because I think it's one of the most historical, coolest ice rinks in the entire world. And I've been to many countries, and there's nothing cooler than the gut. So I know that they're going to modernize it, give it a little bit of a facelift, but I hope they keep a lot of it the same, because there's a lot of history, and it's just the feel of it is just amazing.
Amanda, Patriots win the Super Bowl. They have their parade today. The Red Sox win the World Series back in October. They get a parade. Are the Boston Pride of the National Women's Hockey League the next team to get a duck boat parade in Boston?
We'll see. That would be pretty cool. Us Bruins and the Celtics, we got a lot on our shoulders right now.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to following along. More parades, the better, as far as we're concerned here in New England. Amanda Pelkey, UVM graduate, Team USA Hockey Olympic champion. Hard to believe it was just about a year ago that they were hoisting gold in Pyeongchang. Amanda, we appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Brady.
And there she goes, Amanda Pelkey. You always appreciate her time. Very busy schedule. You talk about trying to train for another Olympics, train for World Championships, big matchups with Canada next week, as she said. And then, you know, throw in being just a regular person in professional hockey, too, with the Boston Pride. She's got a lot going on. We always appreciate Amanda's time. 802-655-6672. If you have any comments on that interview, there's one thing that I wanted to get across, and Amanda wanted me to get across, because we talked previously in the break before she actually came on the air, and she was so excited about bringing her hockey camp to Vermont this summer, bring it up to Stowe. You heard her mention two sessions, different age groups, are both in the summer. Everything you want to know is online at 1013thegame.com, or will be when the show ends, rather. We put the interview up at 1013thegame.com. She really wanted to stress how excited she was, how pumped she is to give back to Vermont, how excited she is to help bring up girls' hockey participation numbers in the state of Vermont. And I you know, I'll plead naivete just because I'm not from here originally. I don't know what it looked like when she was growing up versus what it looks like now. But if she's taken notice of it, needing to be improved, then I'm going to take her word for it that it needs to be improved. So she's excited to give back to Vermont, to come to Stowe. She played her high school hockey in Stowe, you know, in an elite level program as she was growing up. She's excited to be back there. She's from Montpelier, so it's close to home. And the other thing she really stressed, and she's right about this, and I've seen a lot of this in my life too, is she said, look, I want my camp to be something that is fun and instructional. And she made that point in the interview, but she also was really adamant about it pre-interview, just saying that a lot of people think camps are just a way for people to make money. And she does, my camp is not built that way. I don't want it to be seen that way. I want it to be something where people are getting something out of it and they're really learning a lot about it, learning a lot about the game and falling in love with the game like I did. It's not just about making money. It's not just a money grab for me or anyone else. She really wanted that to come apparent or become apparent. And when I was coaching college baseball, I would see this all the time. I would see players who were trying to go to camps and trying to go to showcases and trying to do this and trying to do that. And it was like, you're not really getting seen and you're certainly not getting any better. You're not getting noticed. And what it is just a money grab for, you know, I'll never forget where I had people say, oh yeah, I'm going to go to a showcase at Texas or at LSU. I'm like, you're barely good enough to play at the junior college that I coach at. And you're going to Texas? Why? Well, they asked me to. Yeah, because they want your $100. They want your $150. They want your $200. That's what a lot of showcases have become. That's what a lot of camps have become. Just money grabs for whoever is putting them on. Amanda really was adamant that that is not the case here. She's excited to give back to the community that has given to her. And she's excited to help re-engage the sport of Vermont, especially on the girls' side, with youth hockey. So, and I believe her 100%. It's been very adamant if you follow her on social media. It's been very evident if you follow her on Twitter or Instagram that is what her goal is. Every time she's on with us, she speaks highly of Vermont and how much she loves it here. She loved, you know, you heard her talking in that interview about coming back to Montpelier over the summer with the gold medal and saying this was for everybody as much as it was for me. So certainly something that UVM fans and Vermont natives should be able to take pride in too, was Amanda Pelkey's success. And I can't believe that it has been nearly 1 year since that team was winning gold. I mean, how fast does time go? Because I remember talking with Amanda Pelkey. We talked to her right after New Year's Day. It was right after New Year's Day, and that's when the USA rosters for the Olympics got announced. They got announced at the Winter Classic, so right after New Year's Day when the Winter Classic was, we talked to her then about making the team. Then we talked to her, I believe, right before they left for Pyeongchang, and then right after they got back in March, and we haven't talked to her since, and it doesn't feel that long because we have had her on a good amount in the past, but it's been a year. It just shows you just how fast things go. I mean, I can't even imagine what the last year has been like for them. Town Fair Tire text line, 802-655-6672. Bill in Burlington, great interview. Loved watching Amanda play at UVM. Really happy for all her success. Janet in Colchester says, really looking forward to the camp. Absolutely the message I want to send my child. So looking forward to it as well. Appreciate you guys texting in. I told you, short show today. That will do it for us. Islanders at Bruins is next. Patriots Super Bowl parade. And now we get Bruins hockey. We get Celtics basketball. That's over on AM 960 The Zone. The good times can keep on coming for Boston. We appreciate you guys. Remember, trivia tonight. We'll see you over there 7:30 to 9:30. Burger Bar in Colchester. Looking forward to seeing everybody there. We love hanging out at the Burger Bar. Tons of great prizes, tons of great specials with our friends over at Allagash, so we'll have a lot of fun. So I'm going to head over there in just a couple of minutes. We'll see you all there soon. Bruins hockey coming up next against the Islanders over on 960. Remember, it is Celtics at Cavaliers. No Kyrie Irving. UVM basketball back on these airwaves tomorrow as they take on Maine. UVM women over on VMT tomorrow as well. So a full slate of action on our airwaves this week. Just because there's no football doesn't mean there's no sports. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. It's 101.3 The Game.